AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the voice of DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here. It's time for another edition of Big Facts, and this is a special Big Facts because we talk about this all the time. We talk about like body alterations and plastic surgery, and today we have not one of the best, but the best in the game, in the building. Goes plastic surgery.
Shout out to Dr. B.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for having me, guys.
Shout out to Nicole. Goes,
yep, hey. Yep, absolutely. What's up, everybody? First off, how's everybody feeling? Everybody's good. We got to do a vibe check on Big Facts. Everybody's feeling well?
Everybody okay?
Exceptional.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So I'm going to kind of jump straight into it. You know, me and my wife and me and some of my family members talk about plastic surgery a lot. And there's a lot of things that go along with plastic surgery that make me a little bit uneasy, such as some people don't come back with the same health as before plastic surgery. Some people actually pass away. And there's a lot of, I guess you could say, like side effects and things that can happen. So for a person that's uneasy about plastic surgery or has a preconceived notion that
or
it might not
knowledge.
Be a bad thing, might be a bad thing. I guess, what's the first thing you would say to someone like that?
Well, it's obviously a surgical world, mm-hmm. but we don't look at it like that. We look at it as a beauty world, body transformation world. Our motto is completely different. We're trying to bring an accent more on a body image and self-esteem, and that's what we bring to the table. As per surgical world, yes, it is a surgical world, and there are surgical procedures seriously done. So we look at it from also a serious perspective, obviously, and treat them as such. But for our customers, we'd like to present it as a self-esteem procedure, as a body image. We try to create goals as a basically like a lounge, a cosmetic aesthetic lounge. That's what we're trying to bring there.
So basically, like when you're saying that it's like a body transformation palace and you guys really try to maintain your procedures, is it a situation where you try to like change the person's body, or do you kind of try to like keep what they have and just accentuate it?
Well, basically, everybody born with already preset baseline. I mean, when you're born, you have a certain body type. You have a certain, personality, I would say, yeah, which made out of bones and other tissues, not just fat. So what we're trying to do is to find the best approach to that particular body and to refine that image of the body has already. Since everybody is different and everybody's body is different, mm-hmm, structurally different, I'm not even talking about into ethnicity right now, but every individual body has its differences. So each procedure being carefully tailored to that particular body image.
Okay.
You know, and we're trying to improve actually what the patient already have. I've been telling my patient all the way, I mean, you're all born beautiful. I mean, whatever God created beautiful. You know, you cannot argue that fact.
That's what a very diplomatic answer.
What we're trying to do is just to improve your personal view of it.
Right.
How long you been doing this?
Sir? Oh, I've been doing it for 15 years already.
Mm. So when did the market just start booming for BBLs? Like,
I would say about 5-6 years ago, the marketing started booming for the BBLs, and it's been a good trend since then. And people coming more and more asking for that procedure. So about 5 years.
What's the biggest city? What you think the biggest city is?
Biggest what?
The city. I'm saying, what city you think?
Oh. The city
make the most money off of surgery.
I would say probably New York.
Mm.
But Atlanta is new and coming and running already and operational. We do plenty of procedures in Atlanta.
You guys have practices in New York, correct?
Yeah, we have 3 medical or surgical units in New York and in New Jersey.
And then
so we have one in Bronx, we have one in Harlem, we have one in New Jersey, in Richfield. So we have already 3 surgical units, and it's actually originated and started in
New York. But like typically, like, speaking of New York, like, you used to only hear about like the surgeries and, you know, the things like that, like on like uptown, like on the richer parts of, you know what I'm saying, New York. So what made you guys want to be stationed in the hood?
And that's what from day one,
for lack of a better way to put it.
Absolutely. And from day one, we started to bring affordable procedure to the public. Mm-hmm. And that's what our motto been from the day one. And we're staying by that even right now. And exactly, that's where we started. We were the first one to actually move the plastic surgery facility in Harlem, and then later to Bronx. Yes. We opened in Harlem about 4 years ago, and since then we've been running that successfully, that practice in there. And I'm very happy about location. In fact, we right now have already 2 and a 3rd location coming in Harlem.
Okay.
So what's the most popular surgery?
The most popular surgery, 95% of our procedures is liposuctions and BBLs, and we do it as a flex scalp. And this is the procedure created by Gold for the past 5-6 years of developing. And a flex scalp is a new procedure that we're introducing.
What's that?
The flex scalp is a unique procedure and technique that used to remove basically 85 to 90% of your body fat of the areas that have been used for the procedure in one session. You just need one session for this.
And how does the flex sculpt procedure differentiate from traditional liposuction?
From traditional liposuction differentiate in a matter of starting with anesthesia. Anesthesia is local. That means patient is awake during procedure. So patient is 100% awake, talking to the doctors, see who's doing his surgery actually in front of him. We put the music. We try to make it a little bit non-surgical way of doing it. We put the music in the room. We have TV in every room. We ask people what they want to listen to, which music. They talk to the doctor. They listen to the music. And the procedure becomes literally bliss. It's just like 2 hours and it's all done.
Do most people prefer to stay woke?
We prefer them to stay awake for the reason of this flex scalp procedure, because in traditional anesthesia and traditional liposuction and traditional surgery, it is general anesthesia. And the humongous difference between the two.
What are the differences?
Under general anesthesia, you basically get intubated, your body get paralyzed temporarily and flaccid. And technically speaking, you don't even know who is doing the procedure behind this.
So general anesthesia is when you go all the way under and you're completely out of
absolutely
it.
Absolutely out. Okay. Okay. And you require lots of medication going inside your body. Recovery become much longer. Our patient going home in 40 minutes, literally walking off the table. And we check their vital signs, make sure they're okay. And that's it. They leave the office.
And that's what the local and anesthesia recovery, that allows
recovery
them to
time
away.
Also is huge difference, because with the local anesthesia, it's 1-2 days and you're back and up and running and doing up to your business. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of soreness, but nothing more like that. In the general anesthesia, you have to recover all this bunch of medications that have been placed during anesthesia. And it produces vomiting, it produces headaches, it produces all kind of uncomfort way longer, about weeks after procedure.
You ever had a dude try to get a BB?
You tried to do?
No. I said, have you ever had a dude try to come get a BBM?
Very frequently.
Very frequently.
Yes. Very frequently.
Absolutely. Very frequently. Absolutely. Yes. We cater to them as well. Yes. We can the transgender.
Hold on. So you guys have actually performed a butt procedure thing on a man?
Absolutely.
Oh, yep. Not
liposuction,
one.
Liposuction, fat
multiple.
Transfer. Yes. And they're some of the most beautiful bodies on a man. Absolutely.
And you have to understand, it's we're coming back again to the body image. I mean, men, I like I've been saying, also humans. You know, so they also come to do the same procedure. Like,
so they putting the fat in the ass?
Yes, literally.
Some don't.
Quite literally. We take it from the body and right away transfer it back into to the designated area, I would say. And that area become plump and nice.
Some men also come in for ab etching, just lipo, say if they have love handles in different areas they're not able to address. Yes, we do ab etching as well.
We see it. We're seeing more of that in the hip-hop culture.
In the hip-hop community.
Yeah, people what? Getting certain...
like
some people...
lipo and six-packs and...
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. It's a lot of rappers doing it.
So let me ask you, what's people will know, you know, a lot of times people want to take shortcuts and save money and so forth, right? So explain to them the importance of coming to an establishment like Goals as opposed to just taking a flight to a small country, Dominican,
a third world country
to
regulate it.
We make it as the number one is that we're making it affordable to almost everybody.
Got you.
That's the most important part. That's why we're so successful in that respect. Another thing is we are have a unique way of doing the procedure, and the FlexSculpt is a unique procedure that again been developed for years. It's from one perspective it's for the comfort of the patient, and from another it's for quality of the result. The quality result is very important to us because we started from that. I mean, we've been talking about body dysmorphic disorder or body image of the patient, and ultimately it leads to self-esteem. So all these procedures and technique are going forward that way, in that channel, to change the body image of the person. So the procedure is designed in that way that it's very easily tolerable by the patient. Literally a couple of hours, that's all it takes. And we try to make it as comfortable, and the doctor has been accommodating during procedure. So it uses specialized cannula and it uses power assist, even with administering fat. When I started in this country doing a BBLs, we've been using injection with a syringe. And it took me about 45 minutes to 1 hour of hard work piece by piece to add that fat, precious fat to the body. Right now, the procedure, obviously 45 minutes for the patients too. So right now the procedure literally over the BBL part takes literally 15, 20 minutes with our technique. And it's well tolerated by the patient. Patient don't even know. We usually even tell them, hey, honey, this is just anesthesia coming. And they kind of prepare themselves for something that's extraordinary going to happen right now. But nothing happens. And before you know it, the procedure is finished. We're right away showing the results to the patient. We're making pictures, videos, and show to the patients, which many times results in some tearing and because the body image really transformed in front of your eyes.
So let me ask you this. What is a double BBL? Like, do you get like a double booty or like what the hell is that?
Double booty. Yeah. That's new. We have to work on that. No, there's still one booty. It's still one booty. But the point is we're adding way more area and position fat in such a way that we include the outer thigh area. Because you have to remember.
Also, to basically make the legs match.
In our world, it's all about magic S-curve. The S-curve goes from the sides, S-curve from going from your back area. So in different way you position the body, you want to see that pronounced S-curve. That's the whole point of it. The double BBL really enhances the result of a regular BBL by adding fat on a certain different area to support the butt, to lift it more, to make a, well, I would say lateral, which is basically outer thigh and going to mid-thigh areas, to enhance S-curve all around the butt. That's what the double BBL is.
Also, double BBL just meaning we're transferring to the butt and the hips. And so usually a BBL just is meaning transfer to the butt. And so when we say a double BBL, we're doing the butt and the hips as well.
At the same time, basically.
Yep.
So it's not like a booty and a half.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just creating curves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Creating the curve.
Yep.
So what you think, in your opinion, when you, from your patient, before and after, when you do a person, what you think changed within that person?
Well, you will see if we do the before and afters, and we'll show the before and afters, you will see basically tremendous, and I'm not joking, it's tremendous transformation. You have the area that's called love handles, and that's what you've been asking. Most of us suffer from that. I mean, we have love handles. I mean, obviously, cosmetically suffer. And those love handles is a very unwanted areas for almost everybody. Mm-hmm. That's a flank fat. By removing the flank and at the same time transferring below in the butt and in the hip area, it's completely transformed upside down the S-curve, because the S-curve before was actually a flank, and the butt actually started way higher. So what we want to put the butt image on the correct position, at the same time enhance the torso areas. So when you look at it from behind or from the side perspective, you will see a dramatic change in the curve.
Well, I'm saying, what you think it do for the like mental, like confidence and shit? Can you see the difference, like in a patient from when you met them?
Many times I've been doing this for years, and many times I see those people many times crying on a table when seeing the results, because technically it's a dramatic transformation for most of them. And right on the table, they can appreciate what just happened. They never saw this before. They know their body very well.
Yeah.
So it's immediate, you know, gratification for the patient.
So I have like a two-part question, kind of like a before and after surgery. I have a couple of those. But my first one is, before people get these surgeries and these procedures done, is it necessary to get like blood work and or a medical clearance?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are very strict with those terms, because patients come to the office wanted the BBL done, wanted the body transformation, and we want to make sure the procedure is safe for them. So it's a strict protocol in our office. Every patient that getting any procedure at our office at GOLS require medical clearance from their doctor and a laboratory work. Only after our review, me, myself, and we have other doctors working for us, reviewing all these results, the patient only can get medical clearance from us also as a second stage to get for the procedure.
So it's like a two-step verification.
It's kind of two-step verification, because their doctors, many times the doctors send us clearance, but we don't accept it too. So it's not only about those doctors, it's all also from our perspective, because we know our procedure well. And many times we're not doing the procedure for the person for the medical reasons, yes.
Okay, cool. And then after you get certain procedures done, I know, like, I've seen, like, I have friends of mine that have gotten, like, you know, like the BB, the butt thing, and the liposuction and all that kind of stuff. What are those garments called that you have to wear?
They're called the Faho compression garments. Okay. It's an extreme necessity to put it right after the procedure compression, because like I tell patients, when we liposuction the area under the skin, that become empty territory. We liposuction like 85%, 90% of fat out. So between the skin and the muscle, literally, there is kind of nothing. But we all know that, you know, empty is never empty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the magic liquid, which is called edema or swelling, will start substituting in those areas of the tissues that were removed. So what's going to happen, that's too much liquid starts accumulating. That is a magic liquid. It promotes healing. The body doesn't do some of these things. The body is promoting the healing after our what we did. So we need that. However, the amount of liquid should be minimized. And that's what the Faha and compression garment for. That's why we do...
It's called a Faha? Office,
yeah, in our office, it's called a Faha, or compression garment, as you can say it. So it's meant to compress those areas to desired shape from one perspective, to minimize that liquid inside to the minimum, and to decrease that, you know, the area that we've been working on. The patient must wear the Faha about 5-6 months, and they go through stages, and this Faha it should be for the most part of the day we weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And that will ultimately result in much better quality of the procedure.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Who are some of the like notable names that of people you've worked on? I don't know if there's like reality stars, athletes, rappers, or anything. Anybody?
Or is
anybody?
That something that you guys can discuss? Or
this is a HIPAA
okay.
kind of. Okay. I can bring multiple.
Okay.
And people on our Instagram knows about all of them because they all right. become a brand ambassadors or influencer, and we presenting the work to them and during procedures.
Right.
However, without it, we have a HIPAA violation law here, gotcha. So I cannot kind of.
Okay.
Gotcha. And tell everybody what's the Instagram so that they can go and talk about it.
So our Instagram is Ghost Plastic Surgery at Ghost Plastic Surgery, and you can always visit us on Instagram. And we're glad to accept you as a follower.
What's your background? What made you want to be this type of surgeon?
Well, that's a long story, but to make it short, I always loved the cosmetic world. It was my motto during my years when I graduated from medical school. I've become an emergency room physician and spent there 8 years in Amherst Hospital. You saw it all on TV during COVID times. It's been on New York TV every day. It's one of the busiest hospitals in New York. I spent there 8 years working as an emergency room physician. But my inspiration and always wanted to work in a cosmetic field. And I started slowly but surely working in a cosmetic field. I've been doing all kind of fine injectables and transforming patients' faces. And we start doing even... at one point, a laser liposuction, and from that moment, I just found myself right there, because now I couldn't transform not just the faces and become basically a total body transformation. I can do faces, I can do the, and the patients basically appreciate that. And we do it all in one place, under one roof.
Is that where the most money at now?
The money right now? I don't know where's the most money right now.
But, certainly cosmetics
produce some, yeah. Some
it's money. A booming business. Yeah.
I'm saying out of all the surgeries.
All different types of surgeries, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all different types. And we do plenty of surgeries. We do, besides the liposuction, we do breast implants, we do tummy tucks, we do full array of plastic surgery procedures and cosmetic procedures.
Aesthetics.
And you got all fillers. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You guys offer a lot of aesthetic procedures, correct? Yeah,
chemical peels, which is the Voskin peel, wood therapy. We have M-Sculpt.
M-Sculpt has laser hair removal.
You guys do the vagina tightening too,
Votiva.
Right?
Yeah, yes. We do Votiva. We do vagina tightening. Yes.
Oh, okay.
How you tighten them up?
Don't ask for before and afters, please.
How do you tighten them up? How you tighten them up?
Well, it's a special radio frequency device that produce amount of energy that basically tightens up the inner wall of the vagina after several sessions of the procedure.
That's yeah, because they're going to get their body numb and their pussy loose the head.
Bleaching, intimate
so
bleaching.
So do y'all push that? Y'all should push that off on them. Like, you should get your shit tightened, too.
It should be a
that
combo.
That should be a package deal.
Loose it tight, too, right?
So are there any... are there any procedure like that or other ones? Are there any potential side effects or people, anything that any shit that people should be aware of? Like, hey, if you do this, course. This could and, happen.
Our audience probably been reading a lot on the market. There are a lot of Instagram on internet. It is a surgical world at the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it is a beauty procedure, but we have to treat it seriously. It is a surgical. And that's, in our case, it's one of the beauty of the FlexCop, because procedure done under local anesthesia. I'm going to just give you a quick example. Under general anesthesia, body become completely flaccid, meaning there is no response from the patient whatsoever. Once the patient has become unresponsive, and that's intent of anesthesia, actually, all the body tissues become flat and the muscles are not responding. So in our world, the muscles are all there. So for us, puncture somebody or to do certain bad things to the body, it's almost impossible because we always have a feedback on a patient's side because patient is awake. So if I'll go to a wrong area, patient will definitely tell me that, right? And that's a beauty of local of anesthesia, and that's the beauty of the FlexCop.
And I got a better understanding of it actually because I was able to visit the facility and actually like see one of the procedures getting done, because I've always been like curious about it and like wanted to know because I have lots of friends that have done like several things or whatever, but I just never knew the specifics of it. And we'll get to that, like what I saw and all of that stuff, but it was extremely interesting. It was very interesting.
I do want to add that the patients are completely relaxed though, so we do give a combination of medications as well as nitrous, and so the patients on top of the local anesthesia. So if you think
nitrous
about
is like laughing gas, right?
Yes, exactly.
Like laughing gas, and sometimes the procedure actually will become a little bit funny because
yes, patients will be laughing,
and the patients actually laughing, and I've been saying you laugh your way through the procedure. You know,
What's the best ways like for the scars, like?
No. We don't really have scars. This is not a liposuction, if we're talking about it. It's not really surgery. It's a surgical procedure. And we do like 4 or 5 millimeter holes in the body. That's
so it's minimally invasive.
It's minimally invasive.
Tummy tucks. What about tummy tucks?
Well, tummy tuck is a wide, big cut that's supposed to be done for every patient entering the tummy tuck, because you have to remove the flap of skin, that's extra skin, and the skin doesn't have any more power to your truck, so it doesn't go anywhere. It's already hanging. And the only way, and I've been basically saying, you know, you have to take, it's like a tailor. You have to look at it as a tailor. You know, you have to do custom alteration because you're wearing, like, say, double extra large skin on a large size body. So what you're going to do with all this extra skin? You have to trim it. And that's what's a tummy tuck.
We do have something in between that's a little less invasive. We do J-plasma as well. And so if you don't actually need the full skin cut, say you just might have a little bit of loose skin.
There are certain patients just have a little bit of a skin looseness. And certainly we use a J-plasma during procedure for skin tightening. And that works many times a miracle. Because the skin become over course of a couple months after procedure really, really tightens up with that. And it's very easy to tolerate because patients are already under anesthesia. It doesn't even hurt. They don't even know that I'm doing that procedure.
Look, this is what I want to know. How do you and like the other doctors in your practice, what am I trying to say, deal with the patients that you have with unrealistic expectations?
That's a common problem for every practice in the cosmetic world. First of all, we obviously have a massive explanation of exactly what the procedure would be
pre-procedure, okay,
how the procedure would be performed, and what the patient can have and cannot. Again, the procedure is tailored to the patient's needs from one perspective, but there are certain limitations to what we can do. Right. So we have, let's say, three kids, and the lower side is have a lot of stretch marks, and it's already hanging, which is normal. I mean, 70% of women suffer that. We still can do liposuction and BBL, but we tell the patient, obviously, hey, there is a lower part there that the skin is not really anymore retracting. We have to follow that and do at least a mini time attack or full time attack later on to complete the image.
And then I was looking online also, like, isn't there like a certain amount or a certain number of liters of fat that you can take out?
Well, yeah,
or
New Jersey, like I mean, Georgia law is a 4 liters of pure fat.
Okay.
And it's a large amount, to let me tell you. This is a large amount of fat. I mean, in New York, it's like 5 liters. Georgia is 4 liters. But this is a large amount can be taken during one procedure. If we're going to show all these buckets of fat, you will be amazed how much it is. And you don't measure fat by liters. Liters means not weight. Liters mean volume, meaning it's what it takes as a size-wise on the body, not what's on a weight scale. So you don't treat it as 4 liters or 4 kilograms or 8 pounds of fat. Don't look at it that way. It's this amount of fat is very lightweight, but it occupies a lot of volume. So the body image is really a volume problem, not really a weight of it.
And then I know, like, I was, because before we interview you guys, I've been, like, doing some of my own little research online. It's a lot of people that, going back to the unrealistic expectations, that want to get everything done at one time. So how do you deal with the people that want to get everything done at one time, but that don't understand, like, they could really hurt themselves by doing that?
And that's what our role is to give them a full explanation so they understand. We're there to care for them,
right,
and not just to come and be a chop shop and do the procedure, whatever they desire. We also have to make sure that if the patient doesn't understand, that the procedure is on the safety level and also comfortable to the patient.
Right.
So the huge mommy makeovers that have been done over 6-7 hours under general anesthesia, you have to understand the longer the anesthesia, general anesthesia specifically, the more complication, the chance of complication after procedure. So maybe there is only one word here, convenience. There is nothing else. So right. You try to make its elective, regular procedure safe, not just like come and do everything at one time. You don't need to do
right.
that. So we try to explain that to the patient. Oh, many times patients appreciate that.
What makes a procedure risky?
Well, the procedure risky, like in every surgical world, doesn't matter. It's a technique. It's a person have to know and be comfortable doing the procedure. If we're talking about surgery.
No, I'm saying like what makes it risky from like a patient.
A
like,
oh, well, obviously, if you have a cardiac conditions or you have seizure disorder, epilepsy.
Or like those, blood clots or
yeah, blood
like
clots.
That.
I mean, we choose not to perform those procedures. There's certain people of them can be still maybe done somewhere in the hospital, but it's risky for them. And if we give them full explanation why we're not doing this procedure.
Yeah.
Because technically, there is nothing more precious than your life.
Right.
And you don't want to risk your life for the butt, right? So I would say so. Mm-hmm.
They will, right?
Yeah.
In pre procedures or post procedures, do y'all also like tell people that they should do other shit? Like you should work out to keep this up
or change your diet.
It's
a little bit different because we post procedures they have to actually maintain their weight or sometimes even to gain 5-6 pounds up. Remember, we're doing BBLs and it's made out of fat. So the areas that we transfer, we don't want to lose that fat. We don't want to diet it. And that's exactly what's a FlexSculpt.
I never thought about it like that.
FlexSculpt is designed. FlexSculpt is a cheating procedure. We do your diet for you. I am basically going to, in a 2 hours, take all this fat for the body. That's what you want to diet for. So we're already going to improve your body, but we're also adding the fat to the buttocks. And that fat have to be sustained and stay there. So you have to actually gain. Those areas that we did on your body and remove those 80, 90% of fat will not really come back. Because if it stay within your weight 10, 15 pounds plus minus, this procedure result will stay. It will not go anywhere.
Okay, so my next question is, if I was thinking about like becoming a mom or thinking about getting pregnant or whatever, in your opinion, would you suggest surgery before the pregnancy or after?
Well, definitely after, because especially if you're already coming and you're planning to have a baby, obviously you're not coming to the plastic world before right. that. So we have to wait until the childbirth, and we usually advise 6 months after childbirth
to give your body a chance to settle back.
We can examine you first, right. warning your uterus to go back to where it belongs, warning your belly to retract, and we'll see the collateral damage that the pregnancy brought.
So what you do as a person who ain't got no fat to transfer, but they want to ask, what you do?
Well, we basically don't do the procedure.
No, I'm saying is, what you got to put some fake shit in there?
No, we can't. Nobody can in the United States. It's illegal. There is no, and many people do suffer from that. And we've been forced to remove and suction their buttocks and suction those materials out of the butts. Because technically speaking, this is a foreign substance that gets injected. And many times it's injected in some basements or some houses. And this is not supposed to be done. Okay, in this country it's illegal, so obviously we're not doing it. This is, and it can be major complications for the patients.
We do perform skinny BBLs though.
Yeah, and that's so, what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, and so the smaller the patient, that's going to be small results because you're tiny.
I mean, there are other substances that we can also give to the patients for easy improvement from previous BBL or people who doesn't really have fat. We can do Sculpture for them. We do spider butt lift. We have other procedures in a raise there to, you know, to do.
Give a little volume.
So with Sculpture, you ain't got to add nothing. You just take it and make what it is.
And we advise them to gain some weight, too.
Oh, so if somebody coming out too skinny, you'd be like, just eat for a couple of months and come back.
Yeah, and we even tell them what's the diet supposed to be, what the calorie intake supposed to be, what they have to do. And we even tell them to have to be re-examined 2-3 months once you gain a certain amount of weight and see, because it's supposed to be a certain amount of fat that makes feasible to do the procedure. We don't lie to patients. I mean, I usually tell the patient, listen, there is no fat right now in your body to transfer, but I can help you and guide you how to do this. You can go home. We're going to stay together. You're going to gain some weight. Come. We're going to look it, and the first sign that I can do the procedure and make it, we're gonna make it.
Now I got a real question, man. How did you develop the stomach for it? Because a lot of people can't look at a lot of this shit. Like,
it's just naturally being a doctor, a physician. I mean, we get used to this.
Did it start like, it didn't start like that though? Like, you had to develop the stomach.
It's
like a resistance to that, or like, were you just naturally like?
For us, it's a profession.
Right.
And this is basically a professional level procedures.
Got
just,
you.
For us, the surgery is just for architect doing architecture, for engineering. Mm. We're just doing surgeries. So we obviously we're not even thinking about it. It's absolutely normal. We're thinking about the quality of the procedure, what we have to cover, how we do it, comfort of the patients. That's what we're thinking about. Mm. Not the blood or feeling disgusted by that. No, of course not. Mm.
So look, I have a question. Another question.
It's a human tissue. You have to respect it.
Right, for sure. For sure.
Like, I'm sorry about all the questions or whatever, but it's just a lot of shit I want to know about this. So I know that we were talking about, like, earlier, previously, like, the male BBLs and stuff like that. But do you guys have any procedures that you perform on, like, transgender people?
Absolutely. And again, we're going back that everybody is different. Now, ethnicity or sex is all different.
Right, right.
So for, let's say, male procedure, it's supposed to be tailored for particular buttock shape. It's not supposed to be overdone. There's certain body image that says this is a male and this is a female, and we have to go with that.
Right.
Okay. For transgenders, obviously we go with what's desired by the patient. Mm-hmm. The patient have to tell me what the patient want, and we have to deliver that result.
Okay.
I don't usually.
Are there any like specific procedures, like outside of the BBLs or anything, that would be, I guess, customary for a transgender person to get to make them look more like the opposite sex, maybe?
Certainly, there is a breast implant for them. I mean, we're not talking about sex reassignment surgery here, because.
But how do you give like a man or a person that wants to be a woman, like, that has like just a flat chest with like flat skin? How do you give?
Well, you can do the fat, like, transfer to the chest too. You can add a fat in their area. Again, breast is made out of fat. Okay.
And so you can really just basically take the butt off and like make it.
Yeah,
the boobs,
and you can do several procedures to enhance it. And piece by piece transfer it there, yes, and you can increase the breast size.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
That's
and
really
later on, once you can build the breast height, you can even put a smaller implants to create a real, you know, appearance of the breast.
Oh.
And it's all can be done. And it's all can be done under local anesthesia with no
problems. Okay. Cool. Mm. That's like that's crazy. It's I never knew that. I've seen like, you know, transgender people that have guys that have gotten like breasts that kind of look really good, but I've always wondered like how that flat skin is able to stretch out and like make those things like that. Like,
and we have one of our doctors who I did this procedure. Mm-hmm. We did a live procedure and
it went on live.
Yeah, well, he went live. We went live.
No, not live. Not live. He said on live.
On live. Yeah. Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah. We showed level. The doctor and we showed that procedure for the doctor. And, you know, we were talking during procedure and it was doing his flanks lip suction.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So Bank asked this question before we got on there. Like, again, repeat, how many procedures have you said you've done?
Me personally, probably in excess of 7,000 procedures. At Goals, we did probably over 25,000 procedures. And out of that, BBLs and liposuctions, probably 24,000 procedures.
So about 97%.
97%, yeah.
Damn.
Mm. So, yeah, we've been a body specialist for years and BBL specialist for years.
Mm. So, BBLs, when it started out, y'all have been kind of slow. And BBL got shit popping, huh?
BBLs, yes. Well, it's popping, exactly. Yeah. And we make it popping.
No, really.
Yes.
I seen some of your work, though, because I check your page out. You fire, bro.
Yeah, and we try not to. Everybody's also different. Everybody's looking at it that doesn't have personality. It does have a lot of personality. So the bot image on every person is a little bit different. Mm. You know, and that's what also gets tailored to the patient. I mean, if you are 6 foot tall, you cannot have a butt that's very low. So we try to raise it. In a contrast to the patient who has a very short stature, we have to position the butt correctly.
We just said it.
And actually increase the size of the body. I mean, how tall she is. Because we actually can fake that. Because by putting the butt a little bit lower, you're going to add a couple of inches to your height.
Yeah, we just said that. You can't take a Toyota Corolla frame and stretch it out and make it a Chevy Tahoe, and you can't take the Chevy Tahoe frame and shave it down and make it a Toyota Corolla.
Then don't ask for a Tahoe.
If you so y'all are helping people achieve their body goals, but as a company, as a collective, what are some of y'all goals? Like, where are y'all trying to take it?
Well, that's where we want to take it. Right now, the company is all across the Eastern Seaboard. We have our presence in New York as a start. We came to Atlanta and been extremely happy about it. And we're
about
Atlanta.
To open another flagship clinic.
Yes,
downtown,
we're
going
to try to open another flagship clinic coming in a couple of months. And stay tuned. It's going to be there soon. We're opening in DMV one clinic probably in a month. It's going to be already operational. In Maryland, in Washington, D.C., and Miami is hot and coming right now.
Oh, wow.
So who y'all direct competitor? You ain't got to tell me. I'll ask you in a minute.
That's confidential.
Yeah, that was
My direct competitor is my wife. That's my direct competitor.
Is your wife?
Yeah.
Why she don't want to get on camera? Why she don't like to get camera?
We'll stay confident.
That's my girl. She's running shit in the background. Yeah.
So what are y'all doing? Some fun shit, like just culturally. Like, do y'all listen to hip hop and rap and shit, or do y'all what do y'all do to tell us a little bit? What y'all do to kick it?
While y'all doing the procedure, I mostly hip hop. Listen to the hip hop because that's what the patient desires.
They want
to
hear
right. These procedures.
They want to hear some Lil Baby. You know,
yeah.
What artists? Where's
some Pooh Shiesty?
Some Pooh Shiesty. Why they getting cut off?
But me myself, I would listen to the reggae or something like that. I just like that thing, and it actually helps the procedure, and it's kind of going there, you know, for the wizard moves. It keeps a beat with the procedure. But we ask patients what they want to hear, so I follow the patient wishes.
Mm. Oh, you ain't even paying no attention to you focus on your job.
Of course we focus on job, but again, during our procedures, the patient is awake. And we're not just focusing on the job and doing our technical procedure. There is awake and alive patient on the bed that talking to us. So we basically have maintaining the full communication with the patient, talking during procedure, you know, any subjects, whatever the patient like to. We're trying to make it comfortable. You know, we're not trying to make it, you came here for surgery and we're going to do your surgery right now. So lay down on the table. We're not doing those things. So the patient invited to the room. We put it in, we do a marking. We discuss the procedure right before the procedure. We put on a bed. We started administering the anesthesia. It takes literally 10-15 minutes for anesthesia to work, and the patient just feel a little bit of pressure maybe during anesthesia. Nothing much. We leave patient with a nurse in the room, and 10-15 minutes later, we're starting the procedure. And you feel mostly vibration during procedures. That's why what I'm saying goes is the patient's so comfortable, they listen to the music, and they have time to talk to us. Many times they talk about the lives, they talk about the families and business and all kind of things. I mean, and it's quite interesting. You can maintain a bonding with the patient during the whole procedure.
Which one do they come ask for the most? Like
what's the most popular celebrity that inspires the looks that the different girls want?
Probably. Well, obviously, everybody is saying Kardashian right now. I mean, Kardashian is one of them, and probably that's the mainstay there for that image. Well,
Jada.
Cardi B lately
Jada
there
too. Jada. Little Jada, yes.
Are they coming and saying they want their Jada?
Absolutely.
Well, no, they're coming and
shout
saying,
out to Jada.
I want this bike.
They come show you the picture.
Yeah, they show the pictures. Oh, and that's another thing.
My girl Jada,
they
should
show the pictures of all kind of celebrities, all kind of Instagram pages, and it's our job actually to explain how the procedure for her body is going to be there and what we're going to do for her. And again, we're trying to improve self-image of that person. We're not trying to make a Cardi B out of somebody and certainly not Kardashian out of somebody. It's going to be that person with a way improved body.
With a new and improved image.
Because if you're already born with that little S, you really ain't going already in the right direction.
I mean, you don't want a plastic surgery of the face that you need to change your passport after, right? You want a plastic surgery that still keep you as you with a much better perception, much better image of it.
But what if you just built wrong? Like, your body just fucked up. What you do? Well, I'm just being 100. If your body just fucked up, like.
Yeah.
Then sorry.
Sorry.
We still have to approach the patient, and we still explain what we can do. And obviously, still try to do the procedure.
So you ever got, hold on, my bad. You ever got somebody get up on the table and be like, man, this ain't what I asked for.
Oh, there are a lot of stories that we have, of course.
Give us one.
Sometimes the patient get out of the table. I cannot tolerate this. I didn't want to do that. And again, it's really sometimes we deal with people. It's a people business, you know, but most in 99% of cases, this is very easy and tolerable procedure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we deal with people. People are people. People being humans, you know.
And shit happens.
Have you ever did a procedure and you looked at it like, I fucked that up?
No, not really. Not really. But I always been honest to the patient. There are certain areas sometimes, let's say in my vision and I did a procedure and something can be changed there. I was changing it before. But the point is our procedures already have such a strict protocol and it's basically every doctor participating is doing exactly the same procedure.
Yeah.
And exactly in the same protocol of the FlexCol.
So let me ask you this. Okay, I asked you about the patients that have unrealistic expectations, but how do you deal with patients post-op that complain about their results, but they didn't do what was needed to maintain themselves after surgery that basically made them not look how they wanted to look?
Well, you certainly have to take time explaining that. You're bringing before and after pictures and showing what should mm-hmm. look before. We weigh the patient. If you stay within your weight, plus minus 2-3 pounds, there will be absolutely no changes. But if you gain 20-30 pounds after mm-hmm. procedure in liposuction area, yeah, that's a significant amount. And it might change not just that area, yeah. but the areas that you didn't do the liposuction. And it's actually will change the body image. So, but it's hard work. You have to sometimes deal with the unhappy patients and the patients who are unrealistic with their expectations. Even though before we address all this, yeah, we still have to approach. Our job is nicely approach the patient and explain him all these pros and cons. Many times the patient have to go for a round two for the procedure. Later on, if they gain tons of weight and they really change, well, you know, we need to do a second round sometimes. And many patients sometimes benefit of a second round because you can collect more fat and actually add on to the butt. Why not?
Follow-up is very important. So I tell the patients that we do half the procedure for you today, but the second half is going to be how you maintain it when you get home. So we have certain instructions. You don't put any pressure on your butt or hips, your diet, clearly. We have lymphatic drainages, massages, as well as the FAHA. Okay. So the combination of all these things together.
And it's a requirement that goes.
Yep. It gives you your maximum results.
Let me ask you this about the lymphatic drainages, right? So the lymphatic drainage, from my understanding and from my YouTube tutorial, is when after surgery, like the fluids and stuff were draining out. But the fluids that are draining out are actually the fluids that were put in to kind of help numb what was going on, right?
Yeah, so I think we have a combination of two things. So we have our local anesthesia, which is what gets the patient numb. And so we fill the patient up with this local. But there has to be somewhere for this local to go postoperatively. So after the procedure, uh-huh. a lot of it comes out during the procedure, during the liposuction, but there is going to be a lot that's still remaining after. And then as well as just your normal body processes.
That's draining.
So no, we keep patients open. Body,
we don't have nothing.
Yeah.
There's no tubes. We don't even stitch those incisions during local. We don't even need to stitch them because we need them actually open to drain. We won't remove that liquid.
That's why those drain tubes.
No, we don't put a drain.
That's for tummy tucks and those and the bigger procedures. So for the liposuction with BBL,
we put a liquid or anesthesia in the body, which is basically gone within 24, 48 hours of mm-hmm. the body. Later on, because of the surgery was performed in that area, the body produced edema, swelling. That's what natural thing is.
How long does it take for the swelling to completely go down?
About, I would say, from 3 to 6 months, it will be completely out. But body... Yeah. 3 to 6 months liquid because it's a healing process. Yep. So you have to be a little bit patient with the healing process, but result cosmetic wise, you will see tremendous results kind of even on looking as a final about 2-3 months. But the body even beyond that will be continuing healing. And what's needed is the skin will retract because it's not just the liquid goes away. The skin will accept new position and new desired shape with the help of FAHA and compression garment. All this necessary to sculpt the body. Okay. And that's what we do. We do body sculpting.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
So what's the like when you say, when y'all saying sculpturing, right? What's that procedure like? How long is it?
Oh, it's about 2 hour procedure, more or less. Depending on the patient's amount of fat, situation, height, weight.
What that come with, what that is like, lipo, a lot of lipo?
The patient will see how the fat is basically leaving their body.
I'm saying, like, what's the sculpting procedure? Like,
the sculpting procedure, well, it starts with a marking process, which is also unique, and we develop certain marking and positioning of the holes. So, and the markings is different from individual to individual, which is, that's what we're doing for sculpting.
Okay.
So to sculpt the body, yes, we have to perform the same procedure technically, but again, we're going back to the same question. Everybody is different. So we have to sculpt the body according to what this particular body needs. And sculpting means, again, creating all this curve and positioning and knowing the anatomy of the patient and positioning in desired shape.
Can you get a sculpture without doing a BBL?
You can do just a liposuction and do the liposculpture.
Yeah, that's what I would ask.
Yeah, so you can just sculpt the body. BBL is an additional fat that the patient desires. If the patient desires that we want a bigger butt or restore my butt volume, we certainly, that's what BBL designed for.
You want to just come take it out and sculpt your shit.
Flex sculpt and liposuction part is basically for to remove the fat from undesired areas and to sculpt those areas even without the BBL.
Okay.
Cool.
Any questions?
Well, don't
very informative. Very informative. I learned a lot. I'm sure the people
like I'm doing consultation right now.
Yeah.
Now, we want to get in your business, man. We want to know your back, what your life is, what you do when you're not doing procedures.
I'm doing BBLs. No, I'm doing.
So let me not ask you this, because this what is you something that I ask everybody that comes here or whatever. Like, as far as like a bucket list, what's on your bucket list? And I want you to like just kind of talk about a little bit, like somewhere that you want to travel that you've never been, something that like outlandish that you want to eat that you've never eaten, like anything.
It's
like
very
that
hard to
like,
make a reservation in Atlanta, honestly saying.
Say what?
Dinner reservations. It's hard to make a dinner reservation in Atlanta.
You need more restaurants here. So, but yes, I love cooking, and that was my passion.
What do you cook?
Mostly, I mean, we're coming from Russia. I'm born in Russia in the southern part in Azerbaijan, which is basically like a Turkish cuisine, Middle Eastern cuisine.
And okay.
That's what I've been my passion. If I wouldn't be a plastic surgeon,
you have a favorite wine
here, I would probably, yeah, go and go be cooking all day long.
You got a favorite wine?
Favorite wine? Probably from red wines is Malbec, Sauvignon Blanc from, mostly New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. And what about
but I love old fashioned, so I'm in the right place here in Atlanta.
Yes. And what about a place that you've never been that you want to go?
For me personally, my dream was to go to Amazon River.
Oh.
That was my personal dream was always.
So do you like wildlife and rainforest and stuff like that?
No, it's just a childhood dream. And so okay. I just wanted to see it and we've been traveling all over the world, and I love traveling. We've been everywhere in Europe and France and Germany and everywhere. I mean, you name it.
Okay.
But that's what my goal probably since traveling.
I can dig that.
So my final question is, would either of you two get a procedure? And if y'all would get some type of procedure, who would what y'all would trust to do the procedure? Obviously, you would say
Dr. V only.
Okay.
I would say Nicole. No, yeah. No, sorry.
Have you ever gotten any procedures, thought about procedures?
When the patient asked me some of those, did you do that procedure to yourself? I said, what, I'm crazy? No, okay. But I'm joking, of course. I mean, I would trust all my doctors to the procedure. Again, we developed a unique protocol, and that protocol is enforced on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Every doctor gets a quality control and check. All our doctors doing literally the same type of procedure with the same vision, and it's a goals vision.
To the gold standard, always, all the doctors. Yeah. So we can, you might be assigned Dr. ATL because all of our doctors are going to do it to Dr. Voskin's standard. He's trained all of them individually. Mm. And so the same technique is used by all the doctors.
Mm. Okay.
That's what it is. I hope a lot of people got a lot of information from this. I definitely learned a lot of shit.
I did too.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of good shit.
What about you, babe? What you learned?
I'm trying to see what these folks got going on.
I bet he's going to have a consultation. We're just not going to go.
Yeah. We're going to do that off the record. Like.
Because he asked so many questions about BBL. I know where he's going.
Yeah.
No BBS.
No names.
No names. Yeah.
Right.
People moving like some mobsters, man. I'm trying to see what's going on with that other thing. We'll come back to that, man.
Part two. Thanks for having me.
Part two.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Big shout out to Goals Plastic Surgery for blessing us with their time.
Dr. V, Nicole, everybody.
Absolutely. Y'all tap in if y'all need that work. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.